Okay, onward to a different plane coordinate system, and this is the Universal Transverse Mercator system. This is convenient for use over large areas. As you notice, a UTM, or Universal Transverse Mercator Zone, embraces a much larger portion of the Earth than does a state plane coordinate zone. And of course, as expected, when one gets a larger bite, a larger portion of the Earth, the scale factor becomes not nearly so attractive. And you will notice here that it is four times less accurate than the typical state plane coordinate system. And UTM has a scale factor that typically reaches 0.9996. Yet, the ease of using UTM makes it very attractive. All NGA topographic maps, USGS quad sheets, aeronautical charts, and so on illustrate UTM grids. It's often said that this is a military system. Several nations, NATO, and many others were involved in its creation to have a consistent coordinate system that could be used by several military organizations from several nations in conjunction so that they were all on the same system. Obviously, that was useful and continues to be useful, for UTM coordinates can be used across national boundaries without difficulty. There were conferences held post-World War II, and the UTM system was developed, and it has divided the world into 60 zones that begin at longitude 180. Zone 1, for example, is 180 to 174 degrees west longitude. And the coterminous in the United States, as you see here, is within UTM zones 10 to 18. And I see we have a bit in 19 as well.